from Tidbits on April 14th, 2008. This is the audio version of Apple Releases Various Firmware Updates, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released firmware updates for a number of Macintosh models, including the MacBook Air, MacBook, MacBook Pro, and iMac. In each case, all Apple will admit to is that the update, quote, fixes several issues to improve the stability, unquote, of each Mac. Otherwise, I've seen one report the update fixes problems with the MacBook Pro's closed lid mode. Late in the week, Apple also released the MacBook Air Bluetooth Firmware Update 1.0. It doesn't appear as though these firmware updates apply to all models of the MacBook, MacBook Pro, and iMac. The updates don't appear in Software Update and refuse to install manually on at least my MacBook and Tanya's MacBook Pro, both early versions of those models. Apple says nothing online about which models need these updates, so I recommend relying on Software Update. If a firmware update appears in Software Update, install it, but if not, don't bother trying a manual installation. To complete the firmware update process, follow the instructions in the updater application that launches automatically after the installer finishes. And although this should be obvious, don't do anything that could interrupt the process. If you do, you'll need a firmware restoration CD to restore your Mac's firmware. Apple just released firmware restoration CD 1.6, which supports the Xserve early 2008, MacBook, that's the 13-inch late 2007, iMac mid 20 and 24-inch mid 2007. Previous versions of firmware restoration CD support other models, although it's not clear if all models are supported. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, reread articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I always feel a little sad when my MacBook doesn't get a firmware update. Not that I'm seeing any problems, but you just feel kind of left out.